Bezras Hashem, our halacha section from Daf Lamed Tes is a basic overview of the halachos of Irui on Shabbos, pouring hot water on Shabbos. From the simple reading of our Gemara Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, it would seem that Irui, pouring on Shabbos, is of hot water from a Kli Rishon. Everybody is familiar with the idea that on Shabbos, a Kli Rishon is Mevashel. A Kli Sheni in general is not Mevashel. Bezer Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, we'll discuss some exceptions to that rule. What happens if someone pours from a Kli Rishon itself? Simple reading, Gemara Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, is that it's acceptable. Because the Gemara, five lines from the top, says that if you have a Spanish mackerel, a kulyas ha'asfanin, that has had hot water poured on top of it, there, specifically, when it comes to this type of fish, because the way in which it's finally prepared is hot water is poured on top of it, the halach is that you're going to be chayim. However, the simple reading of the Gemara is that it is contrasting this type of fish to all other foods, which would seem to indicate that when it comes to all other foods, Irui is not Mevashel. Asks Tosfos, but that only works with the position of the Rash Mishans, which is referred to in the Bala Tels and the Rashba, which should not be confused with the Rashba, the Chidushei Rashba, who was from Spain. The Bala Tels, of course, were from Germany and France. However, asks Tosfos, Nibra Masal Kol Shabbat, eight lines in, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says if one pours from a Kli Rishon, it's considered like the Kli Rishon itself, how are you going to learn our Gemara? So Rabbeinu Tam needs to say the following chidush in our Gemara. He has to suggest that our sugi was talking about someone who poured from a Kli Sheni. But if a person poured from a Kli Rishon, the halacha would be that it would be chayiv and absolutely prohibited, even min ha-Torah on Shabbos. This applies itself in many instances. For example, an individual wants to make tea on Shabbos. Now, there are many components in the halachos of making tea, but let's talk about one of them. Again, we're not going to come to the halacha l'maisa conclusion about tea. We're going to talk about the halacha l'maisa conclusion in regards to pouring. That is, if a person takes a kettle, which is a Kli Rishon, even if it came Me Al Ha'esh, that he took, it's no longer on the fire. Nevertheless, a Kli Rishon is Mevashel, and he pours it onto the tea leaves, if, and of course this is a big if, the tea leaves are susceptible to Bishul, which we'll discuss one day down the line. If they are susceptible to Bishul, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would constitute an Isur D'Oraisa. Again, I want to emphasize the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The simple reading of our Gemara is that the Irui is going to be acceptable. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Tam holds it's an Isur D'Oraisa. This position of Rabbeinu Tam is followed in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud, the Mechaber Paskins, Osalitein Tavlin B'Ka'ara, it's prohibited to put spices. Now, there's a discussion in the Gemara which type of spices are mevashel, which type of spices are not, which is not our discussion right now. Let's just talk about a food that is susceptible to bishul. Then it's prohibited, ula oro salem kli rishon, to pour from a kli rishon. When I learned these halachos from Rav Nevensal, he discussed the following question. In fact, he stopped a lot of time on these halachos. He spent a lot of time on a question that he asks in the Biyitzchak Yikare on this halacha, which I'm not going to discuss. But he asked the famous question that all the poskim struggle with, and that is the Gemara in Chulin tells us that if we have hot, something hot and something cold, or two things that come in conflict with each other during pouring, we say tata'a gevar, that the lower one is stronger. There's a discussion in the Gemara whether ila'a gevar or tata'a gevar. And Rav Nevensal asked, like many poskim ask, why is it that we, Rabbeinu Tam says, that's mevashel, and we paskin, it's mevashel for kedei klipa, what about the rule of tata'a gevar, that the lower one is stronger? And he suggested that it could very well be that tata'a gevar is only used in the context of where both are the same level of heat. But if one of them is hotter than the other, if the water that's being poured from on top is hot and the tea leaves below are cold, then in such a case we do not say tato gvar, and therefore irui is mevashel kedei klip. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatanayim Dalid, over there in Shin Yud Ches, that this prohibition, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that irui is mevashel kedei klipa, that it has the effect to be mevashel at least up until the first layer, only applies if lo nifsak hakiluach, if the stream has not been broken from the kli rishon. But if the stream has been broken, it has stopped, so then in such a case, that is called lo nifsak hakiluach, and in such an instance, nifsak hakiluach, the stream has been broken, and in such an instance, irui, according to Mishnah Berurah, is not mevashel. So we paskin that the halacha is you're not allowed to pour directly hot water onto a food that would be subject to bishul. If, however, it was nifsak hakiluach, then in such a case, it's going to be prohibited, and to the point that bidieved, if it was done intentionally on Shabbos, one would not be allowed to derive benefit from it, which raises the question of if someone poured hot water directly onto a tea, it could very well be that one would not be able to derive benefit from it. It's interesting to note, one final point, Rav Nevensal did ask, why is it that in the case of Bidyeved, we cannot rely on the positions that we saw in Tosos of Rajba, that Iroi is not Mevashel, that if there is a lenient opinion, in such a case, one can say that Bidyeved, then the food is not prohibited, as outlined in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Ches. And on this question, Rav Nevensal spent a lot of time without coming to a full conclusion. This Be'ezer Hashem is our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Tes, the prohibition of Irui Mikli Rishon, that Irui is Mevashel up until a Klipa, and one should be careful not to pour from a Kli Rishon, despite the other positions of the Balei Tosas. This concludes the halacha from Daf Lamed Tes.